The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
No prep, just go.
This is that ice cold Michelle Pfeiffer for that white gold. Don't
this leave. One's for them. Why did we practice? Why did we practice, Justin?
Griffin, your part's down.
No, I'm just doing the dance.
Okay. This is, have you guys
no,
heard
do
this?
It. Do the song. I gotta do the dance.
Okay. Let's take it from the top.
Okay.
Okay.
Just that, Griffin, you just edit all this out. Yep.
Yeah, no, you'll clean it up.
Just go. I'm fucking feeling it. I'm fucking hot.
This is the... Oh, no. Let me try again. Cause it's,
yeah, please don't start in that key.
Yeah, okay. I don't think we can...
This here, that ice cold Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold.
This one's for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Smile.
Bo boop.
What?
Oh, fuck.
Now, wait. Bo boop, boop, bo boop.
Griffin, you swore you weren't going to do auto...
Summer in the city.
Mash up like Gungly.
With your head down over your pieces, brother.
All right,
it's
listen.
A drag, it's a bore, it's really a pity. I'm hot to it. I'm hot. Call the police and a fireman.
All right.
Wait, hold on. Are you just doing a Secret World of Richard Scarry or whatever, the busy world where you're just describing different professions someone could have?
The Secret World of
don't
Richard
don't believe
Scarry.
Me, just don't. One night in Bangkok when the...
Oh, that's fucking good.
That's good, right? Don't believe me, just one
you
night
listen
in
Rocky
Bangkok.
Horror?
Hi, welcome to My Brother and Me. If Justin's not going to say it, I guess I fucking will. It's an advice show for the modern era. I'm your young
baby
brother.
And a musical mashup. And a musical mashup.
I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy. This is Stop Podcasting Yourself. Thank you for listening to Stop Podcasting Yourself. I'm Graham.
That was and I'm Jordan Morris, boy detective.
And I'm Mark Maron. Welcome to What If. Is that not how you pronounce it? I've always been curious how you pronounce it, because there's no vowels. Is it just What If?
As long as there's not going to be like any kind of cohesion in this introduction at all, I want to abandon this Yahoo because I'm just like looking at it right now, and I think it's too mean for us to do. And it was by Level 9000 Yajujuju Davenport. And then the question, which is from Yahoo Answers user Dan, is what is Lou Bega's net worth? And I thought that would be like a fun closer. That'd be a fun closer, but then I decided it would be too mean until. Well, there's that cough button, Justin. Why did you buy a fucking cough button if you're not going to use it?
All right, let me cough again.
I could still hear it a little bit. Anyway.
It sounded like he just got blasted through a wall behind a mattress.
Anyway, I did look it up on celebritynetworth.com, and it says he's worth a milli still. So that's pretty good, I think.
I would think that to be on Celebrity Net Worth, that's like probably the de facto setting for that.
Yeah, no, what if you clicked on him and it was just like $10?
No, it
that's
goes
probably,
way.
When they launch that site, that's probably what they put in for everybody. And then they'll just like, because like, I don't know, probably like $1 million.
This is their Y2K. You know, if anyone drops below $1 million, the computer wasn't designed to handle it.
Gang,
that.
It goes way lower than a milli. Significantly
really?
Lower than a milli. Yeah.
Who's the famous person with the lowest net worth? That should be tracked on there, right? Like the
you should be able to search
celebrity.
Lowest to highest.
I just want to see who we could get on the show for like a C note. This is an advice for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy. Francis McDormand is worth $10 million. Way to go, Francis. Keep
good
up
job,
the good, keep up the great acting.
What about French Stewart?
Good question. Griffin, search my name.
Yeah, I'll search Travis McElroy. Says you're worth half of a pack of Starburst.
That seems low. I've got 3/4 of a pack sitting right here. Somebody needs to update this.
Well, you also have to factor in the debt.
Oh, no, I ate 3 of them. They were right.
They're right all along. This is an advice show for the modern era. Don't believe me? Just watch. Brothers, I broke up with someone last year that I was with for 2 years. It's been great. Because they were kind of a creepo. For example, when I broke up with him, they told me about a fetish I unknowingly fulfilled for them during our relationship. Cool.
All right,
how can you not? How the fuck can you not tell us what it is?
Yeah, I'm holding you personally responsible for not telling us what it is.
I'm going to say dollhouse play, and I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, Griffin made that thing up that doesn't exist.
It's where you pretend to be characters from Dollhouse.
Oh, good.
Yeah, with all the great character names I remember. The only problem is they have a few things of mine I'd like back, and I have some of their things too. It was a long-distance relationship, so I can't go to their house to demand my things back. They blocked me on Twitter and Facebook, so I can't contact them there. I also deleted them from my phone because I'm a giant dingus. Should I make a new account on either of the sites just to contact them? Or would that be creepy? That's from Iffy in Indiana. What is this stuff? What is this stuff?
How good could this stuff be?
How good is this stuff?
I included this question because it gave me a brilliant business idea.
Oh, good.
That there should be like kind of like Repo Men or like Movers, a company, like a third-party company that you could hire to handle the exchange of goods left over at someone's house after you've broken up.
Homie, you're talking about a divorce lawyer.
No. I mean, like, this is like somebody who just almost like who's the person who delivers the summons, who delivers court documents, and they are always,
I think,
in
it's the high magistrate.
The bounty hunter?
Yes. But just somebody whose job it is to like roll up and be like, hey, Deborah sent me to get like her Angel DVD box set and like her favorite hooded sweatshirt. Please don't make this more difficult than it has to be.
Okay. I don't think it's a bad idea conceptually. Problems with it, though, include if the person denies that they have it, then what is, like, does that have to be arbitrated before? Or is this person going to have the full lethal force immunity?
Full blown Dog the Bounty Hunter, cavity surge. Like, you got those DVDs at Angel up you. I know it.
I can see them right there poking out of your
butt. You can't hide any Joss Whedon DVDs from Dog. He'll sniff them out no matter where they are inside you.
I just think that, like, if you think about all this, this happens all the time where people are like, I don't care about the breakup, but I miss, like, my favorite whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like this could be an even exchange because they say I have some of their stuff, too. So this is, like, a same time, you know, like, you give me that, I'll give you this. It's a one-in, one-out exchange with the third party, like, kind of handling,
what is
so
it?
You don't have to see anybody.
There's some English on this ball that I'm trying to come to terms with, and it is if the other person's a creeper, and if the question asker had ended up with their stuff, I would have been like, that's just their fee. You know what I mean? Like, you get that stuff for putting up with what sounds like just sort of their whole weird garbage demeanor. And then congratulations, you earned that, you know, series DVDs of Angel, and then that's on them. But for them to take the shit and be a garbage demeanor creeper, then that's doubly bad. And I think it's time to sick the dog on them.
I think so too.
We can definitely agree that you should not see this person in person, right? Ever again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I don't have a problem with the fact that someone has a fetish. I want to make that clear before I make this next sentence, which is the type of person that during a breakup would be like, hey, by the way,
hey,
I just want you to know that, like, during that whole relationship, you were doing this. It's like, hey, time and place. Like,
yeah.
Well, hey, man, yeah, the time is the zero death, the heat death of the universe, and the place is the garbage can where you live.
There's another danger, though. What if you know that right now, because of the space of time and distance, like literal space, that this person is a creep? But what if when you see them in person, here you come again.
No.
Just when I begun to get myself together, you hear birds, and you're just like back
Justin's
in it,
not far
blown.
Off.
Thank
because
you,
that's
Travis.
What, whenever someone's like, I deleted them off my phone, I deleted all this stuff, that always to me sounds like someone going, I was afraid like I would have one too many beers and start texting them.
Or alternatively, the shit was so toxic that you don't even want to see their fucking name anymore.
That's also
which is
possible.
The other alternate like possibility. Like we
which
can't...
makes my service all the better, Griffin.
I think make a new email account or whatever, a new Twitter or whatever, a new Facebook or whatever, and just call it like Dog the Bounty Hunter 2. Give me my fucking stuff back, Mark. Like, I don't think there's any problem with that message. I'm like, hey, don't block this account. Give me my shit back, or I'm going to call the dog. I'm going to sick the dogs on you. This is your only warning.
Yeah.
Maybe you just like cut out the middleman and you go to their house and you nail a single like board to their front door. And when they open up their front door, they see this board. And what's on that board? It's a bloody paw print. That's right, motherfucker. Here come the dog.
The dog's a sniffing at you.
The dog, he's sniffing.
He's sniffing around the dog.
How about a Yahoo?
Yeah, this one was, can I just say, Zoe Kinski sent in a million this week. And they're all fucking stellar, and we need to come up with a new name for her.
Somebody suggested Zoe Kinski, top of that ladder.
It's bad.
What about this?
Top of the food chain?
What about this? Zoe Kinski, top of the world.
Riding high,
Zoe Kinski.
Riding high is very good. Let's do it. Zoe Kinski, riding high. Thank you, Zoe. It's by Yahoo Answers user... A stranger.
Oh, no.
Who asks?
At least it's and not the.
Yeah. My girlfriend lives in Tokyo. Is a body. No, she doesn't exist.
She doesn't.
Is a body pillow with my picture on it as a Christmas gift weird or cute? Okay. So we've been dating a year now. She was a foreign exchange student to America. No, she doesn't exist. And she left back to Japan. She didn't need to book a ticket because. Non-existent people don't need to. For at least 9 months, a couple months ago, I was thinking I would get her a body pillow and a custom print pillowcase. Yeah. Go ahead. Do your thing.
It's important that I say this now. Yeah. As much as I always love further details in Yahoo questions, if this person does not think that after the initial question, we had a perfect fucking... clear Technicolor image of every moment of their entire. I feel like I've watched Ken Burns' This Dude over the past 8 hours. Like,
it's
I know it all.
Sci-fi episode of a show where like you see the entire like lifetime play out and then the person wakes up and it's all been like an implanted memory and they're still like 23. That's how I feel about this part. I've lived this person's life through the headline of this question.
It is the for sale baby shoes.
I was
going to
say that literal exact thing. Weird.
Of Yahoo Answers. Like, right. I get all of it.
Okay.
Anyway.
The pillowcase would be a picture of me with a white background on one side. Completely non-sexual, by the way. No nude or suggestive images.
Oh.
And probably a pic of Mammoth Mountain with us in the distant background on the other side, since it might be tacky to have a life-size pic of me on display at all times.
So additional details, she is also a pillow.
That's weird, right? The idea of like, and now a scenic tableau of that trip we took once. Snuggle up with that. Anyway, and the last thing...
Because I couldn't decide between a pillow and one of those digital photo frames.
Yeah. The last thing I'll do is put in a cheapo voice recorder. You really don't want to splurge on this. With my voice recorded saying goodnight or I love you, something along those lines. It's supposed to be a little thing to help her feel less sad when she goes to bed, since I know we both miss being under one roof. Anyway, I just want to get some people's opinion on this gift. Let's hate the sin, not the sinner in this, you know, particular question. I think I got it, Griffin.
The first thing that clicked into my head was
and this. I want to be 100% explicitly clear. This is sin. I haven't figured out which one yet, but it's definitely in
idolatry.
Probably, yeah.
But the problem here is that this is the type of president that if this Sorry. Is the type of
wait what
this now is, just keep
president sign this Ted is the Cruz.
Type, this is the type of present
yeah
that if you are. Uncertain enough to turn to Yahoo, the answer is no. Especially when you include
Travis?
A cheapo voice recorder.
I gotta ask something that I've had to ask you like a disappointing number of times lately, and is that funny? Is that gonna be a funny thing to go down? If the answer is no, then we can't talk about how we could tweak this and twerk it and take it to the fucking body shop and get it going so right. We can't take it to West Coast Customs.
Well,
let's
reshape. If pillow isn't the answer, what other thing could you put your face on? That now becomes like a slam dunk 100% most definite swish.
Let me hit you with this. What do you think about this? A dinner plate. then they finish up their meal, and it's just your face like, how is the lasagna?
Good
What's
job.
Good just job, Zoe, my clean plate girl.
Goodness to me. Good job, spaghetti.
Good job, spaghetti girl.
It's our baby. Babe, it's our favorite meal. Good job, spaghetti. We would eat it together under the same roof together, and I would watch it just, by which I mean I would just sort of hold it up and drop it right on the floor. Because you're a specter of my imagination.
Okay. You can't put it on her car because then everybody's going to think she works for a Dylan delivery service. That's no good. Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite Studio Ghibli movie. It was next to My Neighbor Dylan. And Dylan'd away.
Dylan'd away.
Did you hear about Deborah? Yeah, she got Dylan'd away.
She got Dylan'd away.
Oh,
yeah.
You hate to hear
her
that.
Her fucking parents ate Dylan's snacks, turned into pigs, which made her work in a bath shop. It sucked.
Dylan'd away.
Beautiful, beautiful film, though.
It was beautiful. Beautifully shot.
And also, Dylan in Madagascar. Was that one of his joints?
Yeah, they did. He did Madagascar. He did Kung Fu Panda 3.
Is it, maybe it's something where you cut out
Dylan Spickable Me? Okay, sorry.
Maybe you just get one of those big head cutout things. You put it over her bed on the ceiling.
Yes.
So as she goes to sleep, you're just looking. You're looking over her, protecting her in the night times.
And yeah. And she'll just think about how it looks like some sort of demon has lifted you up to the skies.
Oh yeah, the look on your face will need to be one of horror.
Yeah, if you could make it so that just like a single drop of blood comes out of that weird ceiling body that you put up there like every 20 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm. I would say every 4 hours, because that's enough where you're going to forget. That's going to be really upsetting.
There's that cough button.
Can I say if you draw attention to it?
But no, Justin, you hit the cough button, you're going.
Okay, so I should hold it in for all that.
It's dubstep drop. Like, I'm proud of you. I think the audience is happy. Well, I edit those fuckers out, so like I'm the happiest like about the situation that is possible. But I think it's like it's an important new cast member on the show. It's Griffin, Justin, Travis, and Coffee. Or not, Coffee's a thing, but
yeah, Coffee's been a part of this show for a long time.
Weezbo.
Yeah.
He gets all the wheezing out.
What if can I suggest this? What if you put your face on coffee mug?
What if you put it inside the coffee mug at the bottom of the drink? So you finish it and there's just like a speech bubble like, you're ready to go.
I got a better idea.
How's your day? Here's a pick me up.
What if you made it so that you get like a ceramic recreation of the top of your head and you sort of put it parallel with the drink hole on top of the cup so that it looks like the cup opening and hole of the coffee cup is a gaping, giant, grotesque mouth of yours. And then it's like you're barfing that good brown energy liquid just right into her mouth like a baby bird would do. I'd said all that and it was a bad idea.
Yeah. That's
no,
all right.
There's
though.
No bad ideas in brainstorming, Griffin.
You're right.
But that was.
Sometimes you don't know what's gonna be good or bad until you get it out there.
You gotta throw the coffee mug at the wall and see what sticks.
Did I say that I maybe describe it wrong? Could you visualize it good like I was saying?
It was like a person's mouth was the opening. And
yeah, like
it
would be like a clown
coffee.
Like a clown at a mini golf.
No, that was clear.
And then but I want you to envision every time you take a drink of that cup, you're like confronting, getting very close face to face with your boyfriend, almost like he's challenging you with every sip as you lift his face to greet your own.
Mm-hmm.
That was the fetish from the first question.
Shit.
Baby birding. Can I read a question?
Yeah.
Okay, because I really like this one.
Welcome to the big show.
I hope I don't blow it. I recently went to a liquor store and bought a magnum of wine to last me the week. On the walk home, I stopped in the grocery store and proceeded to drop the full magnum of wine, which proceeded to shatter and spill out on the floor. I quickly got someone who works at the store to let them know and then walked out feeling embarrassed. As I walked home, though, I started to feel guilty that I seemingly walked into a store, smashed the bottle, and then walked out. Brothers, should I have waited while they cleaned up or offered to help in some way? And that's from No More Wine in New York.
Oh man, what a fun situation.
The worst.
Why did you, it's weird, the weird thing to me, I guess New York, like, they don't have grocery stores in New York, so you have to go to, like, Jim's Ham Depot and get your ham, and then you have to go to the root vegetable depot and a lot of depots. So you do have to like stop in like 16 different discrete places just to like get the components of a single meal. Because to me, it's weird to think like, oh, I bought a big bottle of wine. Now it's time to go take this and me and my grapey buddy to a second location. That part is weird. That part's weird to me. Should you feel bad? No, that's like their job.
And but you should feel bad. I hate this situation for you so much because you bought what was supposed to last you a week and you lost it in moments. And like, that's so painful to me.
You're sad because the wine died.
The wine died, Griffin. That was going to be their wine compatriot that was like, hey, you and me for the week. This is like my ration of wine.
Yeah.
And you lost it. And like, you're not going to get enough. You walked home in shame and you're going to punish yourself for the week because you made like the stock boy clean up your Magnum mess.
Is there a similar situation? Is there anything worse than breaking a glass while you're at a bar or a restaurant and being like,
Yeah, there is something worse. Bringing a glass from another restaurant, smashing it on the floor, because that's what this person
did. But that's not theirs. Like, I would rather somebody came in my house and like shattered some dishes that they brought from home than do it to my own shit. I went on a bunk trike, by which I mean a drunk bike. They should call it that, because once you reach a certain point, that's all you called it. I want a drunk, what's it called? Like, you get on the pedal wagon. Pedal wagon, yeah. And I got went on a bar crawl, and we stopped at one place that had a little arcade in the back. And so me and a buddy, I put in some quarters to play some Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo Championship Edition. I was like, fuck yeah, here we go. Almost as soon as I put the quarters in and began my campaign as E-Honda, I put my drink down on the NBA Jam machine, not realizing that the console I put that on
was a sloped console.
It was at about maybe like a 60-degree angle.
That's
not
sloped. Oh, great.
And so my glass broke, and I was torn because there was broken glass on the floor. It was a hazard, but I just begun my game of Street Fighter 2 Turbo Edition.
What did you do? Don't leave me in suspense.
I stood there. Somebody came and cleaned it up. It wouldn't have been
You continued playing? Like, you just, like, lifted your feet up without looking at them so they could sleep around your toes?
It was 50 cents. It was two quarters.
Listen, I get it. Question asker, the next time this happens and you drop it, and it should it happen again, and it shatters on the ground, I want you to loudly announce, "The Piggly Wiggly sends their regards," and then storm out.
This is not necessarily a funny thing to say, but it is the truth. You couldn't have helped cleaned up because they, I'm sure, have like insurance policies that do not protect them if like customers get hurt in their store. If you were cleaning up your own shit in the store and then you got cut, then that could be a lawsuit for them. So they wouldn't let you help anyway.
And it would have been way worse if you had just stood there watching them clean up. Yes. That was the right thing.
That was literally the worst thing you could, like, that would be worse than kicking their teeth in.
Mop up my scrub my whoopsie.
Because if you take that a step further, your concern of you're someone who just seemed to walk in, smash a thing, and leave, it's way worse to be a person who walked in, smashed a thing so they could watch others clean it up. That's a way worse person to be.
I have a fucking great solution. And this is a new thing that everybody can do anytime you want, okay? You ready? I'm going to change this person's life and everybody's life. Next time you do something that's like so embarrassing that you think you're never, like, you make a huge mess in a place, or you're like happened to this person, you smash a bottle or whatever, just run for the door, and right as you hit the door, as you're about to leave, shout, "Jackass 4, coming to theaters next year," and run out the door.
So anytime you bust your ass.
You fall, you knock something over, whatever.
Point at a bush and say, "Did you get that?
Did you get it?" Or like, get your camera phone out and act like you're like talking into it. You're getting some like gorilla footage, and then just shout, "Jackass 4 coming to theaters next year."
You crash your car into another car. You'd be like, got you, punked, season 3.
I'm Johnny Knoxville. And then you run away.
What's up, wild boys? Fuck you and your Jeep. Later.
Bam.
Got you, season 4. Bam's here, the whole team.
It's Bam Town. And then you run away.
Tuss, I thought you were going to go a different way. I thought we were on another like psychic link thing, where my idea was for situations like this where there is no good solution. What if everybody just carried a bag of treats around with them, and that's like their last resort whoopsie bag? And it's like, if you drop a bottle of wine and somebody else has to clean it up, and there's no good solution for this problem. So maybe you just like reach in and you'd be like, "Fuck, all right, well, listen, obviously I goofed up and you're having to deal with it, so what do you like a fun size Snickers? I've got like little puzzles in here. I've got
One of those super high bouncy balls.
I got one of those, you know, those little plastic homies that you could get from the little gashapon machines. I got a couple of those if that's what you're into. And I have one slimy hand left. So which is it going to be?
Which is it going to be?
I would take the slimy hand if I were you, because that's like, you can get a lot of fun out of it. There's also
you always
got
to dig to the bottom to find the foam plane.
No, and it's never going to be good. Like, yeah.
But you love the idea of it, because it's like, ooh, it's like a World War II fighter plane, but it's going to last you like 30 seconds in the real world.
The power
of
flight.
It basically turns your life into one of those hair redemption machines at Fantastic Sam's.
Yeah. Boy, that's going to be an extremely local joke. Do you guys want to...
Fantastic Sam's all over the fucking place.
But do they do the hair machine there?
They don't even do it they don't even do it at the Fantastic Sam's in Huntington anymore.
They realized they were losing a ton of money on toys, and the hair was not covering the cost.
I still wish I could figure out how the fuck they did this, though.
Just to explain it, and...
No, don't explain it.
I want to explain it, because if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's going to sound fucking wild. There was a little... it was a box.
You can't pretend like you know how this shit works either.
There was a box where the TV was.
Right. Yeah. And underneath that box, there was a flap, right? Almost like a cat door into this machine. And then you open the machine and you throw your hair into it. You like scoop up some of your hair off the floor and you throw it into the machine. And then something happens.
A wizard turns your hair into toys.
And then all of a sudden, there's a toy there and no more hair.
So don't piss that wizard off when he's just like walking down the street, like you bump shoulders and you're like, watch it, loser. And he's like, oh yeah, your fucking hair is starbursts now, asshole. Oh, God
damn it. Not again.
Oh no. Hey, bro, your hair is homies. Deal with it, idiot. Maybe think about that next time before you fuck with a hair lock.
I don't know if that was... we'll probably get some good emails and tweets about that, cause, like, to let us know if that was just a... because they don't even do it there anymore.
Yeah.
Also, Fantastic Sam's... this is something the woman at Fantastic Sam's told me that I was not aware of. That all of the men and women that worked at Fantastic Sam's had to use... they couldn't use their own names.
So you're telling me that Sonny at Fantastic Sam's is not named... Wait a minute.
Sonny works at Master Cuts.
Oh, sorry.
And they don't do... and also, too, they don't do this anymore. But they used to not let people use their names.
Why?
Because...
government.
Because they wanted it to be like a chain, like a uniformity of experience. So, like, they wanted you to not... I mean,
it's like Doctor fucking Who? It's like a mantle pass from person to person?
Exactly.
I'm Batman. Like, what? What are you talking... how could that... What business... why would they do that? Nobody else does that. It's like, you can't go to Taco Bell and be like, yo, David. Where's David at? Which one is David? Because there's one in every Taco Bell. Where's my Taco Bell Dave?
Is there a Dave here? I also think, though, that it's like... it's the, like, they didn't want you to go open up your own. Like, if you left Fantastic Sam's, you could not take your customers with you because they could never find you again. You had to leave.
So, like, if you leaned in and you're like, my real name is Tom, like, all the other people would turn around, sirens would drop from the ceiling, he'd be dragged away.
Yes, right. If you tried
and a different
name.
David would come out to finish cutting your hair. Like, yeah. I've always been David. I don't know what you're talking about.
The sphere from the island would just, like, float over and just consume them. Nope. Thought crime.
Like, well, it's sort of like on a Flavor of Love, when the women would get evicted from the Flavor of Love house, they would lose their nicknames and they would get their real names back. Like, they had to earn them. Like, as soon as they were eliminated by Flav, they would no longer be like Stinkweave or whatever their fake name was. They could be like Jillian again.
Oh, man. You've just pitched a wonderful dating reality show where it's all about
Flavor of Love, Travis.
No. Imagine this, where it's like the 20 women and they're all trying to compete to get kicked off so they can be free and earn their names back and like return to their lives.
That is actually not too far.
That's
from
actually pretty
like
close.
Later seasons, especially.
Let's go to the money zone so we don't have to kickstart this brave new vision for reality television.
You need to know how to cook It's really important, and it's really fun. And I used to think that I had some vague idea, and that was before Blue Apron. I've been using Blue Apron for almost, I would guess, like a year and a half, maybe two years almost. And it has taught me so much. I know it sounds like I'm getting choked up, like it's the most moving thing, but really it's just my throat hurts. But for less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers all the fresh ingredients you need to create home-cooked meals. You just follow the easy step-by-step instructions.
So even if you don't know how to cook, like...
Yeah, no, they make it, they make it so, so easy.
With pictures and everything.
What Justin said, like, no kidding. I love cooking Blue Apron. The meals are great. And no matter what your dietary preference is, they make it really easy to cook stuff. Like what's in it this week? Let me check.
I got it right here.
What are we cooking?
Salmon with roasted Brussels sprouts and potato hash.
Fuck yes.
Now this says triple pork. It's probably like Mazaman or something, but it looks like Maize Man. So I'm going to go with triple pork Maize Man with garlic chives.
I think that's actually just Guy Fieri's like medicine name.
Triple pork Maize Man.
Last week they had curry chicken over coconut grits.
It was so
awesome.
Mind if I do?
But like Justin said, like the cooking that stuff is great and the meals are great and they're really they're good for you. They're good,
and they vegetarian and vegan options. Yeah.
But what Justin said is true. Like even when I cook stuff not using the ingredients they send, like I am better at cook. Like I understand the fundamentals of cooking way better because they teach you how to do it. It's awesome. It's so great.
Yeah, so right now you can get your first two meals for free at blueapron.com/mybrother. That's blueapron.com/mybrother. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
I want to talk for a second about Squarespace. They are sponsoring the show this week. And they are also the site at which I built macroyshows.com. And I cannot stress enough that going into it, I knew basically nothing about website building. I don't know anything about coding. I don't know anything about the internet. I don't know how computers work.
Travis thought that your monitor was like digital paper. And every time you went to a website, it printed it out somehow onto the monitor. Just bit by bit, piece by piece.
But Squarespace is so user-friendly and intuitive that after about 45 seconds, I was like, oh, I get this. And I was able to create a website that like people have just keep telling me looks very professional and is really easy to navigate. And it was so simple to do. It took me about an hour to make a website that I'm super proud of and does everything I need it to do, and I'm able to continually update as we add new stuff, and I think of new things to put on it, and it's so easy, you guys. I highly recommend it.
You can start a free trial today. Just go to squarespace.com/mybrother, and you kick off your experimentation on the World Wide Web, because you should Squarespace.
Rosalind Ricketts, the moment has come for us to pass along a message from Justin Sunset.
You didn't want to read their nickname?
You didn't want to give her damn nickname?
Rosalind, quote, Monster Ricketts.
Why wouldn't you read that? That's so good.
It sounds like something that you get if you don't eat vitamin D for like a super duper long time.
Yeah.
It's like after you get regular Ricketts, you get Monster Ricketts. Yeah. Rosalind Monster Ricketts, Justin Sunset has this to say. I hope you get this in time to say happy 29th birthday to the most amazing set of getaway sticks I've ever seen. And I really hope you're up to date on your podcast backlog. Otherwise, I'm in a heap of shit for not getting you a gift. Thanks for putting that pressure on us, Justo.
Well, don't worry, because we didn't even come close to the date. This one's on us.
Oh,
hey,
boy.
Roslyn, I can't stress enough how great Justin thinks you are. And this is our fault.
Well, this
heat's on us.
Yeah, this is on us, but I think we could actually put this on nobody, because it says if she's behind her catalog, she may not get to this until like fucking 2018, and then it doesn't matter.
Right.
With the timeliness aspect, has been lost entirely.
And you know what? The thing is like, well wishes and happy birthday is good for the whole year.
Great point, Travis.
Except not. It's extremely timely.
Except not. We blew it. We blew it.
Got another message here, and this one's for Julia Bulia, and it's from Dad. Dad's my is this Clint?
No, this is just the universal like platonic idea of Dad.
Oh God. Okay. Dad says, to Julia Bulia. Don't get me wrong. I love my new job with Alcatraz Cell House Tours, but I'm so bummed that I had to cancel my trip to the LA Podcast Fest. I'm glad you were able to use your ticket and see the Brothers McElroy. Thanks for texting the photo. Why was Justin laughing so hard? Love, Dad.
We'll never know.
Well, probably because Justin had him some Crevassier, and he drank it down smooth. There was a little bit of mixology happening there, but not as much as you maybe would have liked.
Depending on when you caught me at the LA Podcast Festival, like, I don't think I did a lot. Did I? Did I drink a lot?
It was
would
just
you say.
You were just stiff Bevan.
I
don't think you drink a lot, but if I were to give you like a nickname for the day, it would be Stiff Bevins.
Stiff Bevins. Hi. I do want to say Julia
Thanks
taking pictures during the show was illegal, so someone should be along shortly to confiscate that and maybe take you in for some time. Don't worry about it. Thank you for your support.
Hi, my name's Stiff Bevins. If you need a phone confiscated, there's only one name to turn to. Look it up. In the yellow pages.
Or you can find me at Bob Evans.
Stiff Bevins, Bob Evans. It's a franchise. Spinoff. Not that those exist. You like steak? Don't have it. Got mashed potatoes? I'll shape them in anything.
I'll make them into the shape of Robert Evans.
Come have the Robert Evans mashed potatoes at Stiff Bevins' Bob Evans.
Oh, Justin's broken.
Let's be honest, we live in a world with too much media. You need a podcast on the front lines figuring out what's great.
We're here for you. We're Pop Rocket.
I am Guy Branum. I'm a comedian.
I'm Winter Mitchell. I call myself a digital strategist.
I'm Oliver Wang, academic and disc junkie.
Margaret Wappler, je suis es journaliste.
And we watch, listen to, and read everything so that you don't have to. And then we tell you about all the things that you'll love to love.
Find us in iTunes or wherever you download podcasts.
Pop Rocket, every Wednesday from Maximum Fun.org.
I got another Yahoo here from Zoe Kinski.
Yahoo!
It's by Yahoo Answers. What?
Yahoo's going out of business, isn't it? Are you worried that this is going to be a non-renewable resource?
Well, do we need to do a GoFundMe to buy Yahoo Answers?
I think we could probably save Yahoo if we just give them that sound clip of you saying Yahoo at the beginning of the answer, and then they can use it like the new. Yeah, you know, they used to do Yahoo. Everyone hated that, but if we do it, can you just break it off again for me?
Yahoo!
No, it wasn't as good the second time. It's from Yahoo Answers user, something's gone wrong. We will call them. Stiff Bevins asks, can you cook and eat the beans from a beanbag chair?
From a beanbag chair?
Let me hit you guys with this idea. I posit, when you cook a meat, you're not supposed to eat that meat raw. Don't do that. You'll get very sick. There's toxins in there. Mm-hmm. If you cook it enough, though, you can make anything. You can cook the toxins right out of anything, because that's what
they used to
does.
Eat their shoes in the Civil War. Revolutionary War? Probably both.
Probably, I think most wars, probably somebody's gotten down on some shoe eating. Times are tight in the trenches. Mm-hmm. Can you cook and eat the beans from a beanbag chair? I think if you blast them for long enough.
You know, the problem is, Griffin, they're so worried about if they could, they didn't stop to think about if they should.
I mean, they shouldn't. No, Travis.
Because then what do you... No, but then what do you sit on? You've cost yourself a chair.
Mm. I don't think you'd need to take all of the...
Yeah, how many servings are in a beanbag chair?
Yeah, that's how they measure beanbag chairs, is by servings. I think that would be a big, robust meal if you tried to party down on a whole bag chair.
Uh-huh.
A sumo could feed a family for like a year.
It's I mean, it's all polystyrene. I don't think you should eat that.
Is that right? Is that like a saying? Like, it's all polystyrene to me, or what are you saying?
No, I mean, it's like they're filled with polystyrene. Like, you probably shouldn't eat that.
Are you a scientist?
No, I'm not like a scientist.
Are you a nutritionist?
No.
Are you a beanbagologist?
Yeah, really.
No. Okay.
Are you a fucking professional chef?
I want to. You guys want to hear a hilarious joke? Kind of observational humor.
Yeah,
I was looking into recently. I had reason to look into what beanbag filling is made out of, and I found a listing for beanbag filling, that you could use to refill a beanbag chair. But the thing about this beanbag filling is, it comes in a bag. So it's kind of like, let's cut out the middleman.
That's a really good little witty...
kind of like a witty...
just kind of you know? Like a little fucking slice of life. Who's little... doing this? Who's doing fucking beanbag rehab? This episode of This Old Bag. Gotta say.
Next on Antiques Roadshow, this beanbag is from the 18th this is century.
This is my pop-pop's bag. A lot of stink memories in here.
Oh, see, this would have been worth upwards of $15,000 if you hadn't refilled it.
I don't think you guys, like, got it, so I'm going to try again.
Could you do it in more of a stand-up voice, please?
Okay, yeah.
Do it more presentationally. I think your energy was too low-key.
Okay. Can would you guys intro me in?
Yeah, you got it. I got it.
You do it, Travis. You volunteer.
Okay. Coming up next on our stage, Justin McElroy.
Give it up for my man. Give it up. Guys.
Tell some fucking jokes.
This guy. Hey, get this guy another drink. Okay. Listen. wow. God, you know? As everybody.
Come on, do it.
Holidays are coming up.
We're warmed up. Just go for it.
Holidays are coming up soon. And, man, how you guys doing out there?
We're doing good.
Hey, who invited young Philip Seymour Hoffman to this, right, guys?
Hey, be nice. He's doing his best. He's trying his hardest up there. Be nice.
Yeah, it's no problem.
We believe in you. Don't listen to that guy.
Look at this guy over here in the front row. He's like,
can't wait for the jokes to start, right?
Yeah, good observation.
I'm just trying to have a nice night out with my wife.
Yeah, what's your name, sir?
Gregory.
Hey, Gregory, you ever get into beanbags?
No, not. I'm a 41-year-old orthodontist, so I just have regular chairs.
Who's this hot piece of ass you got with you?
My name's Charlene.
What's up?
She's my stepmom. Can we go? Can we get up and leave?
Stepmom's so choice, dude.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm flattered.
Hey,
what were you saying about beanbag? I love beanbags.
Yeah, Charlene, I'd like to take you to a beanbag. Dude, your step...
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Gregory, your stepmom's fucking juicy, dude. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, it's nice. It's nice. I don't want to be told that all the time, but by a nice young man like this, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you
fucking got me with that, man. You really got me with that.
Let's get another G&T over here for Charlene.
Thank you. What's up?
You into beanbags?
I am. Thank you for asking.
Cool. Listen. I was shopping for like a beanbag. I do a podcast with my brothers, and we had a question about the stuff in beanbags. So I was looking up beanbag refills.
We've all been there.
Yeah, figure out what's in them. And I'm sorry, you're just fucking so hot. I'm like,
thank
into
you.
It.
I am feeling this. This is real. We are vibing.
This is real. They had a beanbag filling refill on there, but the thing is, it came in a bag, and I'm like, can we just cut out the middleman? Hey, this guy's choking over here.
No,
hey,
that's just my laugh. Oh, I've pissed myself.
Hey, this guy pissed himself, everybody. That's hilarious.
That's my fetish. Thank you.
Look at this guy. He looks like Vanilla Ice's uncle.
Yes.
Yeah, embarrass me. This is a fetish meeting for public embarrassment.
I think I'm just going to go. I don't care for beanbag-based humor.
You're my ride, so.
Here's my hotel key. I'm staying at Dave's house.
Well, that's weird. That's Dave.
Is that the name of the hotel?
Did he install hotels? Did he install hotel locks like on his personal residence? Or
nah, he's just cool.
Which Dave? I don't know where Dave. You know what? It doesn't matter. I'm just gonna go home. I got a long day at the office tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm the president.
Oh, congratulations!
Thank you so much. Thank you.
What a big
I'm
honor.
The fourth woman president.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna
commentary.
Commentary.
Oh, guys, great skit.
Thanks. Political and scene. Skit. This has been our summer camp skit. Bunk 4, you're the best. Thank you for everything.
Here's another question. I live in a 2-unit apartment building. My neighbor recently knocked on my door because he had been locked out of his apartment. I thought he wanted a place to hang, but he said my set of keys work on his door. But not to worry, because his keys don't work on my door. Does that mean he's been trying to get into my apartment? Does this give me the right to casually check out his place? I was able to let him into his place, as his apartment key is the same building as the building, same as the building's front door. What?
Hold on.
Okay.
So you're in an apartment building. Now you're knocking on the door because you've been locked in. Apartment building, so your keys work on his door. Not to worry, because his keys don't work on my door. Does that mean he's been trying to get my apartment? Yes. Does that mean you can just show his place? I was able to let him in his place. No, you can't go into somebody's house. You can't go into someone's home.
That's not even the kernel that I lost. This gentleman knowingly, lives in an apartment that apparently anyone in this building can go into.
Well, it's a 2-unit.
He's just accepted that as fact.
No, it's a prisoner's dilemma thing going on here. Okay, there's only two of them in the building. There is a key that works on the front door of the building, and that key is the same lock configuration as this dude's apartment, right? So, but he says that his key doesn't work on your door. I would like to see that in action.
No, that can happen. Him.
No, okay.
No, but, I hear what you're saying, Justin. You want to watch him try his keys.
I want to try your key in my door, dude, because, I'm just going to take your word for it of a dirty boy that loves people to just catch him in the act 24/7. Cause that's the only reason I can think that he hasn't made a huge.
Cause he knows about this. This has clearly happened before that he's like, hey, this is a fact that I know and haven't complained to the owners about, but you could go into my apartment anytime if you want, whenever you want.
If you wanted
sometime around 5:30 on Wednesday.
Maybe I'll get a light installed in your place and I'll have a switch for that light in my place and I'll flip it. And that just means come on by if you want to see some dirty stuff. Hey, if you want to see some grown folks activities, maybe wait for that light to come on and then you'll know that that things are off and popping.
Do you like grown folks stuff?
Hey, do you like grown folks activities? Do you like scoping them on the free and on the sly?
Well, I got a deal for you.
Have I got a light for you? Look at it. Come, please. I'm jerking it. Please.
Okay, this is very... Okay, here's the weirdest part about this, okay? This guy knows in his heart that you could, completely devastate his whole scene whenever you wanted to because you have the key to his place, right?
What is this... Okay, hold on. What is this fucking world that you are living in where life is just like a fucking... online survival combat video game where you just when somebody logs off, you go grief their shit.
Griffin, do you not pay any fucking attention to the news where people just kill each other offhand all the time? This is your downstairs neighbor plays music too loud. You could walk in and smother him with a pillow.
And it's legal now. That's the worst part.
It's not even breaking and entering. It's just entering at this point.
Justin's not suggesting murder. He's suggesting you're outside, you're mowing the lawn, you see them walk out with a suitcase. They're I'm going to visit my Florida in parents. And you're oh, cool. Well, have a good trip.
No, but if you don't assume that that's a thing, then why do we have locks on the door in the first place? If you want to work on the honor system, that's fine. I'm going to go ahead and keep the lock on the door. That seems the base level. It doesn't matter. Why is this guy so cavalier about revealing this information to you? Right? Doesn't that strike you as odd? Why do you want to let somebody, without any knowledge of you, really, to let you know that you could just walk into their place whenever you wanted to? Very suspicious to me.
How did downstairs Pete figure this out in the first place? The first time he locked himself out of his apartment, his solution was, I know, I'll try the other guy's keys. Oh, it works. That's never a thing I would think of doing.
Yeah.
Seeing if the other person in the building can unlock my door.
He doesn't just... He knows it. How does he know?
Well, he's got... peer-reviewed, hands-on proof. tried to scope your place out. And I think if we're going to tear down the walls this much, you may as well like install a window in the dividing wall of your duplex that you could just like check in on Jerry every morning. It's not good and it's not right.
Are you guys moving? You guys are basically moving in together. Why don't we get rid of the pretense, right? Why don't we take that wall out?
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. I want to
let's get the property bros in here. Yeah. Take that wall out, put a nice I-beam up there.
Oh, I love that. Maybe some like exposed timbers.
Mm-hmm. Rustic.
Oh, I love that. Oh, you know what you do? You knock down that wall, you put in a two-sided fireplace.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, right? That's great. It's going to increase the value of your home. Open the whole thing up a lot more to increase the sight lines when you're jerking it.
Yeah.
It really turns the whole, like, jerking it thing around.
Yeah. No.
Maybe just put in a special jerking room.
Yeah, why not? Why not? If we're going crazy, why not? That bumps up that Zillow.
Well, but then you run into, it's like, hey, we ran into a problem. There ended up being a pipe in this wall. We had to cut that. We had to turn the jerking room into a jerking closet. Yeah. Don't worry, we put a porthole in the door.
It's a three-bed, two-bath, half-bait.
Ugh.
Hey,
well, that's not what we were looking for, but all right.
We'll make do. I want to read a Yahoo, can I?
Please.
How about this one from Morgan Davey? Thank you, Morgan. It's by Yahoo Answers user Lag Seeing, who says, what did teens do in medieval times or back in ancient times? Were they having fun like nowadays or had more responsibilities?
Were they having fun? Just some hip, cool dudes.
Snapchat me on the Children's Crusade, bro. Come on.
Took my dad's horse. Going hog wild tonight.
Yeah, my sister fell into the thresher. Hashtag realness. Oh, man. Hurt my arm real bad while casting some silver. Hashtag blah, 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 blah. Hashtag type that with my silver arm.
My woman crush Wednesday is Queen Victoria. What's up, boo? WCW.
Well, here's the thing. Back in medieval times, life expectancy was like 25. Mm-hmm. So the translation of this was that what is now teens for us was like 7-year-olds back then. True. It all scaled back.
Yeah, true.
7-year-old teens.
How were they getting wild? What were they? I guess they called them sevens or whatever.
Yeah, the sevens.
Yeah, life is so short. It's like, oh, he's just going through those awkward halfway through to three quarters of the way through his eighth year of life. It's just that awkward transitional period.
But the thing is, how did you rebel? Drinking beer? Everyone did that. Smoking tobacco? Everyone did that.
Everyone was wheezing. Yeah. Everyone was getting wacky on backy. That's a good point, Travis. Like, it was not a thing back then. Kids could get fucked up. And they were.
What, you rebelled by not going to school along with everyone else?
Along with everyone else. I can't read. I can't read either. Cool. Let's get fucked up.
I'm the king. I can't read. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Cool. I'm a peasant. I can't read. Great.
Yeah.
But what we can do is party.
Probably the only way you could rebel is becoming a jester.
Oh, you hate to see that.
What could bring more shame to your family? First off, you learn to juggle. Heartbreaking.
Yeah.
To any parents.
Yeah.
Then you're locked in as a professional silly person at the castle, and the king only needs you when he's in a bad mood. That's a fucking bummer. How's your work environment?
Pretty high stakes. Yeah, pretty
I only
much
have
high
one coworker, and it's really more of an audience member, and I only see him when he's like completely been out.
And if I do a bad job, I die.
Yeah, but think about it this way though: when that jester's off the clock, and he goes and he's chilling with his other sevens. And that party gets lit. Are you kidding me?
Like, you'd be saying, like a jester party.
Oh, fuck yeah. It's the only entertaining person. He's here. Fuck yes. We're drunk. We're fucking ready to roll, dude. I know I don't want you to have to work when you're off the clock, but if you could turn this shit up because you're literally the only funny
juggle. Well, I don't know. If everybody, I wasn't gonna, but if everybody wants me to.
This is crazy. Both me and Mike, both our sisters fell in the thresher today, and we could use a laugh. Can you turn this shit up, please?
All right. Jingle, jangle.
Oh, fuck yeah! I've never seen either like this in my life.
Jingle, jangle. Ha!
Man, Melissa would love this.
This fucking crazy motherfucker is talking to a face on a stick. I love this shit.
I'm fucking losing my mind.
I'm losing it with this guy. Is that rouge on your cheeks? Fuck that.
Jingle, 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 jingle.
I'm going to die literally months before my time. I'm 14.
Fuck. Who invited old man Steven here?
I miss Rebecca so much.
And then they would just shit on the floor right there because nobody gave a fuck.
Well, that was a joke. That was the first time anyone had ever shat right there on the floor.
Somebody shit right there on the floor and be like, that's pretty funny, too.
Can you imagine how fucking easy it would be to tell a joke back then? Like, nobody fucking heard jokes. You could just be like, what's the deal with pigs? They smell. Ah, ha, ha. You guys ever notice how, like, the beanbag filling comes in a bag? Cut out the middleman.
You could just shit on the floor and be like, Jackass 1, I invented it, coming in 2,000 years. Catch the fever.
Man, I wish, man, I was born in the wrong time. I know people only live until like 30, and like everyone was getting ate up by witches in the forest, but man, that would have been good times.
Really, it's good. So fucking easy to be an entertainer.
Oh, I know. This podcast, we got to churn out hours of content every week. Back then, like, one joke, and it would spread throughout the land.
You could just walk to a different town and be like, hey, in my last town, I was the fucking funniest fool there, and everyone loved me. And everybody would be like, I believe it. We don't have the internet. I can't check TMZ to see how much everyone hated you in your last town.
Yeah, I don't know if you stole these jokes off Instagram or not.
Yeah, because I can't check it. We don't have electricity.
But if we
or
did,
Instagram.
We could check Instagram for sure.
And bust your ass.
Folks,
you gotta be careful, though, because if you get up there and you're like, hey, guys, beanbag refill comes in a bag anyway, let's cut out the middleman. They might be like, witch! He's tickled my innards with his devilry.
It's a perfectly observed joke.
No human man could be this funny.
But I have had this thought many times in my daily slice of life day. Me
Goody
too.
Goody McElroy consorts with the devil.
He's done his consorting and he's read our thoughts.
I saw him change into a wolf at midnight, run through the beanbags, observing their humor.
Did you hear his pacing? I thought he was going to say one thing and he said a completely different one.
Didst thou witness his crowd work with Goody Charlene?
This has been our podcast, My Brother, My Brother, and Me. It's very dumb. We got a Bunker Buddies live show coming up April 2nd. Make sure you catch that. Go to bit.ly/BB live show and go see Travis and Andy talk about how to survive the apocalypse.
And we're doing that alongside Spilled Milk. It's a great podcast. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be super fun. We also want to say thanks again to Blue Apron, who makes cooking at home easy. You can get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/mybrother. Highly recommend it.
Check out McElroyShows.com for all our shows, Twitter accounts, Facebook groups, and contact info, as well as P.O. Box info. It's where you go to find all this stuff.
Just a heads up, Max Fun Drive is just around the corner. It kicks off March 14th, and it's going to run for 2 weeks. So we'll have two episodes of My Brother and Me, where we will be telling you all about the Max Fun Drive. It is amazing. We are a donor-supported network. We've been able to do, like, so many podcasts this past year. Like, we have expanded our output. Well, Travis, mostly.
I get real bored.
Yeah, we're all doing, like, more and more podcasts more than ever, and it's because of the support that we get from listeners during the Max Fun Drive. So we'll have lots of bonus episodes. We'll have new stuff this year, but by donating, you also get access to all of the episodes throughout the fullness of time. And we're going to be doing some extra bonus length episodes. We've got some ideas for stuff we're going to do during the drive. It's all going to be really exciting. Kicks off March 14th, runs for 2 weeks. We're going to have gifts for new donors and upgrading members. Lots of stuff going on there. So March 14th, runs for 2 weeks. You can find out more at MaximumFun.org. You can also find the other shows in the Maximum Fun Network. Like shows like Throwing Shade, Getting Curious, shows like Stop Podcasting Yourself, shows like Bullseye, shows like Jordan, Jesse Go. Ton of great shows on the network. Go check them out.
And we have a brand new iTunes landing page for all the McElroy shows. If you're an iTunes user and you haven't yet, we'd love for you to rate, review, and subscribe to all the shows. Go to iTunes.com/McElroy shows, and they're all right there.
Thanks to John Roderick of the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. It's a wonderful, wonderful album, and it's good for this this build-up to summer. To get pumped for
get pumped
summer.
For the summer months.
You guys want to final Yahoo?
Hell yes, yeah, I do.
Oh, wait. One more thing before, because I just did this and I'm very excited about it. If you go to maxfunstore.com, there's a ton of really awesome Max Fun merch there. And we got a lot of My Brother, Me, and Adventure Zone and all the other shows stuff there. But I just purchased a really sweet Flophouse t-shirt. And
oh, shit, really?
Yeah, and a really sweet Sawbones t-shirt, the one with the really cool skull design.
That's what Taylor did.
Yeah, they're coming soon. You get to see me in these choice shirts and my wife in these choice shirts. But I always forget how awesome this stuff is there till I go look again. And everybody's got awesome, awesome stuff. Go check it out.
I got a final Yahoo. Can I read it?
Yes.
Yep.
Sitting by Yahoo Answers. No, it wasn't. I mean, Zoe Kinski, I guess, is technically a Yahoo Answers user. I already riding high, Zoe Kinski. Thank you, Zoe. It's by Yahoo Answers user. Glowy Aaron asks, are there any movies where Paul Giamatti is just happy, chipper dude?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
My brother, he gets your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Hi, I'm Sydney McElroy.
And I'm Riley Smurl. And we co-host a podcast called Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages.
On our show, we tackle all of the hot teen topics that kids have on their minds today.
Hot teen topics?
Well, you know, the questions that are plaguing teenagers through their tumultuous growing years. Questions like,
how do I party?
Or what do I do with all this hair everywhere?
The same questions that people like Sydney had during their years as teenagers. Many, many, many.
Okay, not that many.
So, so long ago.
Yeah, okay, I think they get the idea. So search for Still Buffering on iTunes or MaximumFun.org for new episodes every Tuesday. Still Buffering.
I am a teenager.
And I was too. Over and over again.